maximum rock and roll.
Make a mess.
Kenyon.
Oh, better than Kenyon. Oh, we're recording. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over.
And I'm Michael from the North Bay.
And that last one was one of yours.
Yes, it was. That was the band Moving Targets with the song Saw Too Much from the Red Eyes LP that came out in July on Boss Tunage Records from Belford, Northumberland, England, and Deadbroke Records from Long Island, New York. And Moving Targets are from North Shore, Massachusetts, and are legends in the Mass.
Yes, legends.
Yeah, 1981 when they formed.
Man, 41 years? And we listened to it in my room, well, my old room, when it was empty.
That was a really cool idea, honestly. I know you were going through something. And,
something weird. It was weird.
Not weird, but you'll always be able to say that you tried something like that. And it was cool as shit, honestly.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, it was
your
pretty
own
cool.
Post-rock, slowcore echo chamber. And thank you again for letting me try it out, too. It was actually one of the coolest things that I got to do this year.
Yeah, I'm so glad, honestly. Yeah, it really was a weird moment in my life. And thank you so much for bringing the Red Eyes LP over.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So before that, we started it off with, a record that I'm so glad to have in my life.
Is it, three times now?
Three times now they have. Yeah, okay. So we started that off with the wonderful... Yeah. Homefront from Edmonton, Alberta, with the song Watch It Die from the Watch It Die LP that came out only last month.
Just made it at the buzzer.
I'm so glad they did. Yeah. On La Vida Es Un Mu is from London, United Kingdom. So this is Homefront's third record. Both their first and second records almost made it to my year-end lists, but tragically had to get bumped. So when I heard this one, the second it finished, I added it to my list, and I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, it's the best thing they've ever done.
It's so good. I'm so proud of them. Thank you so much, Homefront, for making three incredible records so far, and for getting this one out in time for New Year's. Okay, right. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and I am once again joined by my dearest friend, my ride or die, my producing partner,
Michael from the North Bay.
And what the hell did we just do? Like, oh my god, we really did this.
Oh my god. Oh my god, we're actually
crazy news, everyone. We moved.
Yeah, we did.
We did. We're recording today from Michael from the North Bay's new apartment. He and his lovely lady, Allie, finally moved in together.
It was all her. She's amazing for finding this
place. It's seriously incredible. Y'all lucked out.
Yeah, we did. Well, I mean, you really lucked out, too.
Well, I mean, yeah. And it's, my God, it's seriously hitting me right now, kind of, that this all just actually happened.
Yeah, honestly, me too, kind of. Yeah, now that the whirlwind of this past month is winding down. Shit, we really just did this. Yeah, we did.
Seriously, oh my God, so anyway, Michael and his lovely lady moved into a fourplex here in Southeast Portland, Oregon.
And like seriously four blocks from my old place.
But it's technically a different neighborhood.
Weirdly enough, we found this awesome fourplex. And then when we were filling out the application, we found out that the apartment directly below us was also available. And I casually mentioned that to Zoo.
And I swooped it. I don't know. Oh my God, we really did this. We both moved. We're now Hosford Abernathy kids.
Which is wild because the border of Buckman is literally across the street from us.
So it feels bigger than it is. What am I saying? It's still huge.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. It's like for real all hitting me right now that we actually did this. This month has been...
I've aged, seriously. Getting everything over here...
And we got to do it together, which was great. I'm pretty proud of us for this, honestly. We moved all of our records and all of our amps and shit in one afternoon.
Bodied it. I was so stressed about getting my cab up the stairs, too. Thank you so
much. And we got mine, too.
Yeah, we did.
All in one afternoon. It was wild.
What a year.
Well,
there you go. So, yeah, today...
We're recording the radio show. So, on top of all that, we just turned in our year-end top 10, our Yeet lists. Or I turned my official list in to Maximum.
Yeah, there was no way I was going to be able to turn in an official list with the move and everything past month. But I mean, you're a beast for getting one together with all the craziness of moving.
I am going to sleep after this.
Yeah.
But you still have some, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I was still able to pull a couple standouts from this past year. But honestly, I mostly just grabbed ones that weren't on your list.
And it was a lot. 2K25 was a big year.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for grabbing the Red Eyes LP. That was a tough one to bump. Well, once again, everything that you grabbed was actually on my original list.
We really do have similar things, honestly. How many did you end up narrowing it down from?
Like, I think I had like 26 to 27 that made the final round.
A solid year.
A lot of weirdo punk bands this year, which was really exciting. Yeah. I'll definitely have a full episode's worth for the future.
I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you. It'll be a fun one that we'll put together.
Yeah.
But overall, for the year, a pretty eclectic mix, so I'm happy with the landscape.
Did you end up putting that Palatka double LP on your Yeet?
Oh, man, I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they unfortunately were too many this year. But regardless, shouts out to Palatka from Gainesville, Florida. The We Were Right double LP has 62 songs of pure classic power violence.
I kind of wanted to include them just for that feat. But yeah, again, big year.
Big year. That one especially was quadruple nickels on it.
Man, we're loopy already.
It's been a big ass for whatever weeks, everybody.
One more thing to do.
And this is the best thing on the to-do list, too.
We made it, my friend. Washed up on shore.
We did, my friend. Okay, the time has finally come. Just turned in the list, so Maximum probably won't release them for a couple weeks. But tonight, we have a super sneaky peek of our 2K25 Yeet List! Yeet List episode!
Yeah, yeet!
Yeet! Yeet! Jey Uso sucks.
I hate that this was his year.
So the universe is in order.
Yeah. God, rookie with 15 years experience.
Screw his trademark. This is the real Yeet. Okay, so up next.
Oh, definitely one of the best.
Very best. I might put this as cassette of the year.
That counts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is Sutras from Washington, D.C. with the song Bloom Watch.
Bye.
Tentaculo.
Award for best band name of the year.
That was Tentaculo with the song Estallar from the Va a Pasar Algo LP that came out in April on... Okay, bunch of labels that are pressing. You ready? Andalucía Uberales from Seville, Spain. Malditos Venilos from Principality of Asturias, Spain. Nunca Nada from Almería, Spain. Coolia Records from Lyon, France. And Newton Records from Lyon, France.
Hey, nailed it.
And Tentaculo are from Seville, Spain.
It's a lean record, too.
I listened to the whole thing on the max. It lasts one train ride, everybody.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then before that, we heard the song, heard Bulletproof by Visual Learner.
Amazing record.
Immediate contender for Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. That was off the beautiful Greg LP that came out in July on Salinas Records from Detroit, Michigan, and Bloated Cat Records from Iowa City, Iowa. And Visual Learner are true Midwesterners from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
As if the music didn't tell us that already.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And then before that was another one of yours.
Yep. Before that was the band Swain from Berlin, Germany, with the song Cold Fever from the Infinite Child LP that came out in June they're calling it Family Therapy Records, which is their label, and their first release with that label.
It immediately made me think of the listening booths in Empire Records when I first heard it.
Great visual.
Like, especially the song Sugar High. There you go. Sugar Blind. Sounds like a straight up My Bloody song.
And former hardcore kids doing this. They used to be the hardcore band This Routine Is Hell.
In the grand tradition of Ceremony or rival schools. Hardcore bands that started playing other genres.
Deep Wound.
Oh, man, all right, and then, we started that off with...
Cassette of the Year.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. We started that off with the band Sutress, the song Bloom Watch, from the Crisis of Existence cassette that came out in April on Tomb Tree Tapes from Nanaimo, British Columbia. Yeah. And Sutress are from Washington, D.C.
Heard a lot of Trail of Dead on that cassette.
You'd love it, right?
It's post-rock.
It is, right? Yeah. Post-rock with Caterwaul vocals. You Caterwaul! So once again, you're listening to National My name is Zoot from all over.
And I'm Michael from the North.
And thank y'all for joining us at Michael's new apartment.
Right above yours.
Oh my God, it's so wild.
What a year.
What a year. And thank you for joining us while we cover our favorite albums of 2K25.
Do you know what your number one is?
Maximum number one?
Or any, I guess there are big ones, right?
Sleep Token.
It was their year. The Danny Brown record.
Oh, it's weirdly good, I think.
I can't quite tell.
It's like a Zoomer album, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta put the Turnstile record on there.
It's definitely quality. The new Trust EP.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Deaf Heaven album.
Quality.
Yeah. I really liked the Chat Pile record, too.
Weirdly good, right?
I wasn't expecting it.
It reminded me of North Star Dessert.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, the Vic Chestnut relationship. Mm-hmm.
I think I was expecting a Chat Pile record.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a Hayden with... Hey, oh my God, you're home! Welcome home!
Hi, it's so good to see you!
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.
You are always welcome here, you know that.
It looks great in here. Like, you guys are unpacking pretty well.
You are way too kind. It is such a mess.
Well, my place is kind of more of a war zone, but we'll get it.
That's fair. You're unpacking too. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're here. So do you have an album of the year?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. My album of the year. I don't know if you've heard of it. They're called Amber and Beta.
Oh my god. Stop. Beta, that was my favorite too.
No. So good.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah, we got a couple. Like, the Death Nuns one was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of coming back into themselves. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounded like
totally. Yeah, and this one.
Me too. Yeah.
So, well, we're doing our top 10 right now, and we're trying to decide some more stuff to play. You have any other ones?
Yeah, so the other one that was definitely up there, I loved the one by Treetonic, that cassette.
Oh
my God, that one was amazing!
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my God, yeah, it was super underrated. underrated. Like,
I totally agree.
Wait, did you get it?
Yes, I did. Oh my god, I had to.
You have sex?
Yeah, it's... Oh my god.
Oh my god, I saw pictures of it. It looks so cool.
Yeah, it does.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Wait, okay, do you have it out? Like, or is it tagged somewhere?
Oh, I have it. Do you want to see it?
What is it?
Can we please play it? Oh my god, can we please play it? Dr. Allie coming?
Yeah, really, Dr. Allie?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Perfect, yay!
Oh, cool.
I'll go get it.
Oh my god, thank you so much. Alright, love you.
Love you too.
Love you,
Mark. Good to see you.
Okay, bye. Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah, she's sweet.
Okay, so, all right, which from the pile do we want to listen to now? You want to do this one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so this is Denevir from Budapest, Hungary, with the song Fast Forward. Yeah.